BBC News. The World Health Organization has, for the first time, declared the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was deeply concerned by the spread and severity of the disease and what he called alarming levels of inaction. US share prices have tumbled again over concerns about the economic impact of the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Index closed just under 6% down, wiping out yesterday's gains. President Trump tweeted that he was fully prepared to use the full power of the federal government to deal with the outbreak. Italy, the country in Europe that's been worst hit by the coronavirus, has reported a jump of nearly 200 deaths from COVID-19 in the past day to 827. The number of confirmed cases has now risen to almost 12,500. The disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, once one of Hollywood's most powerful figures, has been jailed for 23 years for rape and sexual assault. The sentence by a judge in New York was greeted with gasps and applause. Two fraudsters have been jailed in France for impersonating a French government minister in order to cheat three men out of $62 million. The scams were conducted by video conference, with one of the fraudsters made up to look like the current French foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian. Iran has agreed that black box flight recorders from the airliner it accidentally shot down in January should be sent to Ukraine for analysis. This ends weeks of growing tension over the fate of the devices and their critically important data. Astronomers have observed a distant planet with conditions so extreme that it probably rains molten iron. Winds also rip through WASP-76b at ferocious speeds. BBC News.